It's your home for everything movies. The latest releases, reviews, what's hot at the box office, and all things Hollywood. Hollywood.
Thanks to the Forum 610 Worth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Holy dooly, welcome to Thursday. JT and Grant Lee here to talk movies. Hi, Mr. Lee.
Hello, JT. Can you believe Thursday's here yet again?
I've had a long week. I've had a long, hard week.
Have you?
Yeah.
Why? What? Tell me. Why,
you know, it's just when you're working, you know, all week, it's hard. How's your week been? I mean, I've heard that it hasn't been as hard as mine.
No, because I'm actually on holidays.
What a surprise.
Yeah. Well, hey, I haven't had a holiday for a while. Come on.
What? 3 weeks?
I wish. I just took a couple of weeks off just before, you know, the next school holidays, which is not that far away. So I thought it'd be good timing.
And it has. Just call you Grant Holidays Lee.
Well, you know what? I've had all these jobs to do. Had to cut down tree branches the other day and been tidying up the house. And it's like, all those jobs that you don't get to do, you know. Mm.
I've actually been addicted to those kind of those clean-up videos on YouTube at the moment. I fall asleep to them at the moment. You know, the ones.
Well, you know what? I should do one of me cleaning up so then you fall asleep. So. And that'll be the last thing you think of as me as you go to bed.
Oh, my God. I think about you every night, Mr. Lee. Think about what you're wearing. It's getting a bit creepy. How good are they, though? Were they the ones where they tidy up, like, and it's an absolute mess. And, you know, and they put the speed on it and they slow it down. And then this is one guy I've been watching. Like, he tidied up this whole pool yard of overgrown vines. And, yeah, unbelievable. I get very satisfied by those videos.
Oh, but you know what I get really upset about? It takes me hours and hours and hours. We're on the video. It could be 30 seconds and it's all done.
Well, this video, the ones I watch go for about an hour 20. So, yeah. They're pretty big videos. Okay. Yeah.
So they're in real time.
Yeah, I fall asleep before they're over. So. Anyway, if you want to send me some videos, Mr. Lee, some nice videos, feel free to
cleaning up. Exactly. Yeah. Well, I should have done the branches because that was a massive job. That was,
well done.
Had the old Raby saw out.
I'd love to see this. I'd pay to see this.
I should have shown you all the scratches. I'll do that after the podcast.
I'm not seeing any scratches there, Mr. Lee. I'm seeing nice.
Oh, not on my beautiful face.
Like, no, I'm looking at your hands over there. All right. Well, anyway, this is a movie podcast, by the way, and we do talk movies. We're going to be talking lots of flicks today. We've got some new stuff coming up, which we'll get to very soon. Mr. Lee's going to hop in the red carpet for some real news. We're talking Ryan Gosling this week. Spider-Man, Brand New Day. We'll get an update on that, how it's doing at the box office. And Christopher Nolan's The Odyssey has also been doing great guns as well. So all the news on that. We've got another big week of movies coming up next week, so we'll preview that. We'll go around the screens and get your diaries and calendars to take down what's coming up at the Forum 6 and Odeon 5 Cinemas. And we'll get a whole lot more in there as well. We'll do some box office figures too with our top fives. It's all still to come.
Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
Our first movie we're going to talk about is The End of Oak Street. Now, this one is Anne Hathaway, Ewan McGregor. Anne Hathaway's been in a lot of movies so far that's come out this year. But this is all about Oak Street in suburbia. And if they get transported into an unknown place. And unfortunately, they soon discover that they've got to survive, but they've got to survive as a family because there's no secret, there is dinosaurs.
Yeah, I know. There is a great scene, and you'll hear it in the trailer in a second, where like the neighbor's at the front door and this dinosaur just comes up and grabs them on the neck. Oh, it's pretty graphic. But no, it looks a bit freaky. It's you know, I've got this sci-fi thriller adventure type movie going on here, and I think we should have a listen, Mr. Lee. What do you reckon?
Let's do it.
Did anybody else see that weird light last night?
A weird light.
The wind was blowing all crazy. Starbuck was freaked out and barking.
Could have been lights from a helicopter.
Or a UFO. Aliens.
Shut up, Dad.
Water's not working.
Looks like the whole neighborhood's lost power. I don't
need you to worry for me.
What the hell is that?
I don't want you to tell me it's time to come home.
I can't leave.
I think that our neighborhood, our house, our whole street has moved.
How the hell is that even possible?
Get out of there! Run!
What the hell's going on?
Get inside now!
I just heard a gunshot!
I don't need you to worry for me, cause I'm alright.
Gather supplies.
Grab anything you can use as a weapon.
I don't care what you say anymore, this is mine.
What are we gonna do? We're gonna survive.
Leave me alone.
God's not gonna let us die here.
Greg, you only go to church at Christmas and now you're telling the kids God's looking out for us?
What about the people who are out there getting eaten?
Gotta say, Mr. Lee, I never thought in a million years I would hear Billy Joel on a horror movie soundtrack.
But how it fits well, doesn't it?
I love what they do. They did the same thing with that Ring My Bell song in the moment saw the other week as well. Like just how they completely changed the sound of it. I love it. And I love the look of this. I reckon Anne Hathaway is just brilliant. You know, I've seen quite a few movies with her this year going great guns. Ewan McGregor's back. And that is really good. Changing pace, Mr. Lee. One Night Only. This is a comedy, a drama. This is one I think you and I would enjoy because we like those kinds of, you know, you and I can do a drama every now and then, a nice little tearjerker. Don't think this one's a tearjerker.
No.
But imagine being in a situation where, like, there's one night a year where you can have sex. You know what I mean? Like, that's, yeah. You know, Mr. Lee?
And they're not even married yet. No. Anyway, two strangers meet. Now, stars Monica Barbaro and Callum Turner, who I will say there is talk of 007 in the works for him.
Yeah, and if he's the guy I'm thinking of. See, I'm not sold on that. I mean, maybe, like, just watching him in this trailer, he just looks too pretty for a 007. I don't know, like.
Yeah, but then we said that about Daniel Craig all those years ago, you know, we thought, you know, blonde bombs, you know.
He's a bit rough around the edges, Daniel Craig, you know what I mean? This guy's a pretty boy. And he suits this particular kind of movie, you know, with the girl. Basically, you've got two of these strangers, they crash into each other. And it's on the one night of the year when single people are allowed to have some hanky-panky, right? So I think, do they? Well, I don't know, but logic would suggest that's highly likely that's going to happen. There's definitely lots of chemistry. Should we have a listen?
Let's listen, please.
We're going to keep talking about it, sex. Okay, can you want me to sleep? Let's have a listen.
So hungry.
We're closed.
I know the owner.
This is the best pizza I've ever had. I think it's better than sex. I can't remember.
What was your favorite part?
Extra cheese.
Of sex.
The buildup.
That's just a typical lady answer.
What's yours? Boobs? Cowgirl? Like a jackhammer?
Wow.
For me, it's about the after.
Oh, come on.
Two people lying there, sharing a secret. Finding love is hard enough. Try doing it on the one night a year single people were legally allowed to have sex. I hate this night. Mom, I'm just gonna stay in.
No, you should go out.
This night's insane. I just wanna find, like, a good guy
to finding true love on the least romantic night of the year.
We're gonna go slow. Uh-huh. We're gonna make good choices.
Allie,
this is Tayshaun.
Hello.
We met in line for the bathroom.
What?
Yeah.
No.
No. Can I get a whiskey?
How is anyone supposed to find something real on a night like tonight?
I'm Owen.
Allie.
What about us?
Your ears look like car doors.
Wow, your nose is way too small for your face.
Your chin could plow a field.
Your legs don't make any sense.
Your hairline doesn't make any sense. Cause I'm in it, but I've been trying
to find my way back for a minute. Night's almost over and we're running out of time. We're all just trying to find someone who makes going through it worth it.
Who would you choose?
Allie!
If you only have one night.
Are you two together? I'm gonna need a clear answer.
You're cute when you're nervous.
I'm not nervous.
So then you're just cute.
It's a guilty pleasure, isn't it? Like, we all do love a bit of romance. And with you and your anniversary coming up next week, this could be a good movie for you and your lovely wife, Wendy, to go and see.
It probably will be a very good movie to go and watch because we do like
sex
comedy dramas.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
We do.
And it is a comedy drama. It's a great comedy drama.
But I will just give you a little bit of consumer advice. There is crude humor, sexual references, and coarse language. So please be prepared.
Don't worry, Liam. And we're going to change the pace again. Also out this week, Tom and Jerry, or as we discussed last week, Ben and Jerry. Forbidden Compass.
I forgot about that.
I haven't had any Ben and Jerry's. I'm so glad you cleaned that up because I would have embarrassed the crap out of myself going to a counter somewhere asking for some Tom and Jerry's ice cream. But this is all about during a chase inside a museum, Tom and Jerry, they find this ancient magical compass and they end up being transported through time in this movie. In this distant era, they're lost and they need to work together to find a way back home. Great little animated film. Great for the family this weekend.
Look, I have to say, I grew up with Tom and Jerry when I was a kid. Now, this first Tom and Jerry short was called Puss Gets the Boot, and it premiered in 1940. So this is how long Tom and Jerry have been around. That's pretty incredible, isn't it? And I wasn't born in 1940. Before you even think about it, JT, because I know where your brain's going. No, but I did
I'm just asking who got the puss. That's all I'm asking.
But it was such a great animated. I have to say, Hanna-Barbera were so incredible with all their cartoons they did. They were the masters of it.
Just magic. So if you are a big Tom and Jerry fan, perhaps you don't have kids, you can still go and see it.
We should have done it adults only.
Anyway, what's screaming, Mr. Lee? This is another good film you can go and see if you don't want to go and see those ones.
Is. We've got Holy Days, we've got Spider-Man Brand New Day, The Odyssey, The Invite, Moana, Toy Story 5, Minions and Monsters, and Obsession. Check your local cinema website or box office for screening times.
From every corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard. Top five.
We certainly will. And that's what we do in this segment. So, box office top fives. We've got the USA. Do you want me to do it this week, Mr. Lee? Look, or do you want me to do it
again? How
are
you feeling? No, I'm easy. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling better this week. I mean, fuel is coming down by a few cents, so it's not as bad. And I haven't heard much of Trump this week. There's no tariff stuff going on, so I'm happy to do it this week.
But okay, you
could
go
be a once
for
off.
It.
All right, let's do the USA. Yeah. Number five is Holy Days, the Kiwi film with the nuns. We're doing the Flickster on that tomorrow. Number four is Moana, still hanging in there. Number three is Toy Story 5. Number two is Christopher Nolan's The Odyssey. Number one for the USA, though. Still there. Spider-Man, Brand New Day.
How good is that?
Great.
It's so good. Okay, let's do the Australian top five. Number five is Toy Story 5. Number four is Super Troopers 3. Number three is One Night Only. Number two is The Odyssey. And number one for Australia, Spider-Man, Brand New Day.
Sure is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just too good, isn't it? Like, seriously.
Oh, it is. You know? People are coming and seeing it 2-3 times because it is that good.
Yeah, I'm just absolutely blown away by that. How good is it doing?
From the red carpet to the big screen and everything in between, it's Talking Flicks Real News.
We're about to find out as Mr. Lee puts on his penguin suit and hits the red carpet.
Well, it's funny you should bring all that up because Spider-Man is now a $1.6 billion movie.
Wow.
That, I'm sorry, it needs a round of applause because it's only been out for a short time. And that is the biggest movie so far for 2026. That is incredible.
Yeah, that really is just, yeah, wow.
It's brilliant. And the next movie that has made it past $1 billion is The Odyssey. It's taken a little bit longer to get there, not like Spider-Man. But yeah, so well done to The Odyssey as well, because I know Christopher Nolan, he does make incredible movies.
Wouldn't you love to be Tom Holland and Zendaya right now? Oh, seriously. Like,
yeah,
you know, two of their big films going gangbusters. You know, I'd love to see them in a third to see if they can get the hat trick. But geez,
I reckon they will.
And you got, look, you know what? If you went to see Spider-Man and Tom Holland was crap, right? You'd walk away going it was awful, right? You wouldn't want to see it.
Yeah.
The fact that Tom Holland is there, he's done such a great job. Yeah, he's Spider-Man for years to come, as far as I'm concerned.
And looking at that, he is now Spider-Man, as you said. It doesn't matter what we thought of Andrew or, you know, Toby.
Mm.
He is now the person that we will always remember as the Billion Dollar Club, because he's the one that has made it go this well.
Yeah, just crazy. Another guy who's doing big things, or will be doing big things, the biggest superhero casting story of the week is Ryan Gosling. He has officially been cast as Ghost Rider in Marvel Studios' upcoming movie, Mr. Lee.
Yeah, look, I did bring this up a few weeks ago that there was talk, there was whispers of it. Well, it is now official, and that movie is going to be slated for 2028. So that will be a big thing for Marvel. Now, the other movie that I'm actually, I don't know, but I think I do still want to see it. It's called The Dog Stars, and it's something that Jacob Elordi is playing the main actor, and it is a Ridley Scott movie, and it also stars Josh Brolin. We're going to be talking more about that in the few weeks ahead, but how interesting. It's all about a pilot surviving a devastated America.
Mm. Yeah, and Jacob Elordi as well. He's been in some big films.
Everywhere.
He was in the one with Margot not long ago, wasn't he? Wuthering Heights. Right. Yeah.
That's it.
And that was huge. So, yeah, no, and what a talent. I'm so glad he's one of ours as well. So that's great. So keep an eye out for what's coming up on the scenes with Dog Stars and also this new post-apocalyptic thriller from Ridley Scott.
I'm glad you said apocalyptic. That's it. See, that's why I wasn't going to say it, because I knew I wouldn't be able to say it.
I'm going to just note that down for the end of the year. See what you know. Okay. Words Mr. Lee can't say. Do you have any more words you can't say, Mr. Lee, out of curiosity?
At the moment, no.
Okay.
I'm not going to say because I know we're recording, so.
You will
play it. Yeah. Even though.
I would not do that. I would never do that. Would. I would never.
Now, moving on, are you an Adam Sandler fan?
I love Adam Sandler. Your favourite Adam Sandler movie, Mr. Lee, what do you reckon?
It's a toss-up between Blended or 50 First Dates.
Oh, they're nice ones. Yeah. Yeah.
Yours?
Happy Gilmore, I reckon, for me. Oh, I loved really? Happy Gilmore. Yeah, and Big Daddy. I thought they were both really good films. Yeah. I don't mind Adam Sandler. I reckon he's great. So what news you got on Adam Sandler? What's going on with Sandler?
Well, there's going to be a Grown Ups 3. It's actually filming as we speak in Madison, New Jersey. And that'll be exciting because I actually really did like the Grown Ups because he gets all his friends in on the act and they all play. I know there's a couple of friends that won't be in there because they've had a falling out, but most of them will be in there. So, yeah, they're always fun. Always fun. Anyway, that's my week on the red carpet.
Get out your calendar as we go around the screen. Here's what's coming up at the 4 of 6 in Odeon 5 Cinemas.
Sharp as a tack.
Yeah, thank you for giving me the wind-up. Now, Tamworth Walker and Orange on August 21, 23, which is next week. We've got the Travelling Film Festival happening. And you're going to say it. Go and say it, JT.
Well, if you don't know what to see, right, if you're thinking to yourself, what's it all about, two things you're going to do. Firstly, right now, you can go to the Travelling Film Festival website, which is tff.org.au/ whatever it is, right? Go there and have a look. And secondly, you're going to listen to our Monday podcast, our special with the wonderful Bea from the Travelling Film Festival, and she'll be giving us the lowdown on all the movies that we'll be showing, every movie that you'll be seeing during the Travelling Film Festival.
Which, it's incredible. I can't wait to talk to her. And so that means I get to spend 3 days with you next week.
Yeah. And one of them's on your anniversary.
it's my wedding anniversary on Monday. Yeah. So, that'll be good.
Hey, so, look, that's A3's a crowd, but not this time, Mr. Lee.
No, definitely not. Also on August 30, we've got Andre Rieu's 2026 summer concert, Viva Madrid. And tickets are now on sale for that one. And in Tamworth on August 19, we've got the Seniors Movie and Lunch for H is for Hawk. On August 20, next Thursday, we've got the Ladies Movie Night happening for Spa Weekend. And then on August 21, we have a disability private screening of Tom and Jerry Forbidden Comfort.
What is it about this movie?
I know, it's something about it. And then we've got August 26th, the Parent and Toddler Session for Spa Weekend. So lots happening all around the screens.
All right, next week, some big films coming to the Forum 6 and Odeon 5 Cinemas. Jason Statham's back in Mutiny. Mr. Lee, what's happening with this one? What do you know about Mutiny?
Look, this is all about a billionaire industrialist boss. He is murdered, and Cole Reed is set to take out the fall for the crime of murdering. But unfortunately, someone finds out that he is actually not the person he thinks. So, But you know, one thing about Jason Statham movies, they're always action-packed. And he blows things up. You always know what you're going to expect with a movie that Jason Statham's going to be in. Jason Statham is incredible. And I know I've said this in the past, but he wasn't an Olympic diver. Anyway, moving on, Spa Weekend is also on, and this stars Leslie Mann, Isla Fisher, and Anna Faris, and it's all about four long-life friends who are somewhere between careers, relationships, families, and everyday responsibilities, and that's going to be interesting. And then we've got a Malayan movie with English subtitles called I'm Game, which is on next Friday. Tickets will be on sale for that very shortly. So that's what's happening and coming next week.
That's good. That's great.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, this just sets the scene, Mr. Lee, don't you reckon? That's why I chose this one. I can see you and I on a beach somewhere.
Yep. We could be recording our podcast from the beach.
With a mimosa we could have a nice bintang if we're in Bali or a nice cocktail. Yeah.
Oh, I could do it. Yep.
It's great. Well, this is how I thought we'd end our first day.
With a big tent this time of day.
Well, you can. I can't. I'm going to work. Anyway, but the good news is, Miss Lee, we are back tomorrow to talk yes. holidays.
Yeah, with our Talking Flickster, and I'll be excited to find out what they think of this comedy.
Should be good. That's tomorrow. Nice and early. Don't miss it with our Flickster. In the meantime, we're getting out of here. Have a lovely rest of your Thursday.
Yes, enjoy your Thursday, and I'll talk to you tomorrow, JT.
You certainly will. I'll leave you with some of this. You can think about crystal clear blue water, that amazing sand and the sun.
That's holidays. Oh, that's
great. Have a great Thursday, everyone.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode, anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.